HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The second wave of coronavirus disease in India is seeing an alarming rise in infections coming from cities, with a majority of daily new COVID-19 cases coming from urban centers, something that was last seen at least 10 months ago, during the first wave of the pandemic. The numbers, experts say, highlight the need to focus sharply on getting the disease under control by expanding the vaccination drive in urban areas, especially large cities. Nearly half, 48% of all COVID-19 cases reported in India in March are from urban areas, which are home to just 14% of the population, with cities having the largest proportion of new infections since June 2020, according to an analysis by Hindustan Times. In the first 4 days of April, a majority, 51.9%, of new cases were reported from these urban areas. AstraZeneca, the developer of the coronavirus vaccine being manufactured by Serum Institute of India, SII, and sold as Covishield, has sent a legal notice to the Pune-based company for delays in deliveries, SII's Chief Executive Officer Radha Poonawalla told Business Standard on Tuesday. The company is a key supplier for the UN-backed COVAX program that aims to distribute vaccines equitably in the world. On March 25th, COVAX announced a major setback in its vaccine rollout because a surge in infections in India caused the Serum Institute of India, SII, to cater to domestic demand, resulting in a delay in global shipments of up to 90 million doses. Poonawalla, whose company is the world's largest vaccine maker, separately told AP that SII will be able to restart exports by June if new infections subside in India, since the company has chosen to prioritize India temporarily for 2 months. The center has written to states to launch COVID-19 vaccinations at workplaces from Sunday, April 11, provided there is an availability of at least 100 eligible and willing beneficiaries. The idea behind the move is to rapidly cover the eligible beneficiaries who are prone to getting severe COVID-19, and also to make it convenient for working professionals to access the vaccination. It will also ensure that people do not need to travel to get vaccinated, therefore, avoiding the risk of contracting the viral infection. A substantial proportion of population aged 45 years and above are in the organized sector of the economy, and is involved in formal occupation in offices, government and private, the letter further read. A group of international scientists called for a new investigation into the origins of COVID-19 on Wednesday after China and the World Health Organization, WHO, released a scrutinized report last week concluding that the virus most likely came from wildlife instead of a laboratory. 24 scientists from Europe, the US, Australia and Japan issued an open letter, which was obtained by the New York Times, that analyzed steps to complete a more comprehensive investigation, as reported by The Hill, calling for a full investigation into the origins of the pandemic by the best available means is not intended to point fingers at any one country. Its purpose is to leave no stone unturned in seeking to understand how this catastrophe began so we can prioritize efforts to address our greatest shortcomings for the benefit of all people and all nations, the letter read. The EU's medicines regulator said on Wednesday that blood clots should be listed as a rare side effect of the AstraZeneca jab, but the benefits continue to outweigh risks, as several countries battle fresh virus surges amid vaccine shortfalls. A number of nations have suspended the use of AstraZeneca's vaccine for younger populations after it was earlier banned outright in several places over blood clot scares. The United Kingdom on Wednesday said it will adopt new medical advice to offer most people under 30 an alternative to AstraZeneca if possible, after reporting 19 deaths from clots among people who received the shot. The debate comes as countries from Germany to Ukraine and India face new waves of the virus that has now killed more than 2.8 million people.
You were listening to the HD Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HD Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HD Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast. HT Smartcast.